Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Katie Taylor, Kelly Harrington, Michael Carruth, just three names in a long list of many Irish boxing heroes. But we're asking today, does boxing get overlooked in this country? And you might say, why are we talking about that today? Well, the sports grant allocation was released, €233 million. It's a lot of money. But boxing, one of our most highly successful sports in this country, received just €830,914. They got 830 of the €230 million pot that was available. Former Irish international boxer and current boxing commentator Mick Dowling is with me on the line. Can you make sense of that, Mick?
I can, but with great difficulty. Yeah, when you look at the figures, boxing seems to be getting very little for what they give and what they produce. You know, if you mentioned that the outside of your program there, you know, the Olympians we've had, the medals we've got from not only Olympics but Europeans, and you know, representing our country with great honor and pride for many, many years now, going a long, long time. And when you look at the amount of money that was available, and then the amount of money that the IABA boxing clubs got, looks a little bit small indeed. It does.
And how, do you have any insight into how they do that? Because I don't want to look at this as a sort of a, you know, financial equation or with a business mind. But if you were to look at return on investment, we've 19 Olympic medals in this country, and they got 830,000.
That's right. And when we win these medals, all the politicians and so on love to be jump on the bandwagon to be able to see them and meet them and look after them and so on. But there are so many clubs out there that are struggling all the time to survive, to manage. And I take my own club, and I'm deeply involved in boxing, as you know, all my life. And, you know, my own club would be struggling. We're looking for a small grant for the past few months, and it's been processed, but it's been processed again and again and again. And how long we can wait, I don't know. We had a canvas that was ripped to shreds. We had Barry McGuigan offering to come over to visit us here, and I said, "Oh, Barry, you better please hold until we replace our canvas," you know. And I was hoping that none of our Olympic athletes would want to come up and see it either. It was so bad. But I'm just one of the clubs, you know. There's loads more out there who just barely survive. And we do it. We generally cater for, as you well know, working class people. You know, they're the people that most need to be looked after. Working class youngsters. We're bringing them in off the streets. We're keeping them out of trouble. We're looking after them and so on. And you would think that, yeah, that 830,000 would be small for us to help all those.
So just in the first instance, so in your club, you guys have sought a grant allocation or some assistance. I imagine every club must look for something, do they, Mick? In the boxing world,
they would, but you know, even a bit like my own, we don't have the personnel to be chasing grants and filling in forms and so on. Like in my own club, you know, it's a one-man band. You know, I do get a little bit of help, but I try to run my own business, and I try to look after the club. And night after night after night, I will walk down to my boxing club or drive down to it, and I will open that club for all these youngsters to go in and help them. And I just say to the lads, "Johnny, if you're sick, okay, you can miss. But when I'm sick, I'll be down tonight. Doesn't matter. I'll be there. Open up the club for you." And it's not just Mick Dowling. It's loads of other boxing coaches and committee people are like that.
Yeah, funny you mention that. Liam Morley, Bearden from St. Bridget's Boxing Club in Offaly, Mick, is with us.
Oh, I know Liam, I do.
You know Liam well, I'd say, yeah.
I do very well. Yeah, and God rest his dad, who was a great, great boxing man.
Do you feel, Liam, like, is boxing overlooked for what it produces?
Yeah, there's no question in that. But a talk show in 5 minutes to try and, you know, put... I'd be at the other end of the scale from Mick. Mick's trying to run a club there on his own. Where I'm similar, like, coach-wise. Like, we had four coaches on the floor last night. Three of them, other than myself, are working, you know what I mean? And I'm retired. I mean, he's a very company. So now people are probably saying, what's he on? He's got more grants than every other club in Ireland put together. Yes, I've got a lot of grants, but like Nick said, I actually know, I'm not going to insult anyone, but I actually have the time and I know what I'm doing. And I go in and I fight and I argue and I bang doors and I kick doors and I scream that the GA are getting this and that. And the local politicians kind of shut me up, help me. No, I've got grants. But this particular grant, this time, we applied for 48,000 for our local swimming pool went on fire. And I do international sparring camps where female boxers come from all over the world, as far away as India, China, Canada, everywhere, Tegendary, to do international sparring camps. And the first thing to look at is a recovery session. To head down to the local swimming pool where the sauna, steam showers, ice baths, that burnt down on us about a year ago. And by the time we have now, there is money allocated for a new pool. But by the time that happens, it'll be 5 or 6 years.
But that probably is a knock-on effect now for what you're doing,
so
Liam, you see.
I said, you know, this is a great opportunity. We've a good premises. We'll go again and we'll go in for this grant, a vice baths on, a cryotherapy, you know. It'll be state-of-the-art and it'll actually be able to entice a few locals to come in and use. I had a meeting with our sports minister, Thomas Byrne, and a TD, along with a lot of clubs, about a year and a half ago. And I put the project to him. And he literally, without saying, he said, that's a modest figure. He says, that's a modest figure. He literally said, there'd be no problem with that. We were refused. We got nothing. We got not 2 boxing clubs in County Offaly. 1 boxing club got 17,000. The other boxing club got 18,000. 2 boxing clubs in the full county. Now, I don't want to start giving out about GA clubs because I'm a GA fan and they've, but I think that the GA clubs went into double figures. Golf clubs that are, you know, commanding 500 and 600 euros of membership a year and catering to a total different, you know, the local one here got 80,000. And 6 weeks ago, they got 65,000 for a more from the council.
Right.
Now, they deserve it too. They're providing a service.
I know, you're not taking it. I know, I appreciate that. But I do want to put some of the listeners' texts, and I might ask you, Mick, the very same question. But I suppose, Liam, and I don't know if this is right, I don't want to put, you know, words into your mouth, but some of our listeners feel there's a sort of a classist element to boxing, and they're wondering, is, you know, is that why it's not getting more? Maybe it got more other years, I don't know, but...
Well, as I've said already, you know, boxing is a working man's sport, and those are the type of people we get into it. And I wouldn't want to be too critical of the powers that be that give out grants, the government, that is. But there is no doubt that the boxing clubs do not get a fair share of it at all because of the, you know, when you look at the kind of people we look after, the amount of coaching and work that we do, people like you, Liam Brereton there, he, like his dad before him, they put endless time into it. Mm. In my own case, I retired in 1975 from boxing. And in the very same year, I was coaching, and whatever year is on, 40 years on later, I'm still doing it.
You're still involved.
On a total voluntary basis. We don't get paid for it.
I know. And it's incredible, Mick, the work that you and Liam and so many others do. Owen Curry is the editor of Air and Travel magazine. You're not here to talk travel, but you've strong views on this, Owen. Should sports that we're really successful in, like boxing, should they just automatically get more funding?
I'm a former sports editor as well in a past life in the Sunday Tribune. A couple of things going on here. At participation level, boxing wouldn't have a huge number. It's about 17,000. Like GA would be over 400,000. Soccer about 350,000. But as Mick says, everybody knows, and it's sort of part of the popular culture perception of boxing through the movies, it is a socio-economic issue as well. It is the sport that keeps people off the streets, and pretty much, it's not probably too much to say it's kept people out of jail down the years. The second thing that's going on is value for money. We had a great with the great Paris Olympics, but our medals were costing 12.7 million euro a medal with the investment we put in. It was, if we were getting the same return on investment, just that cold economic return on investment that New Zealand had, we'd have 20 medals. But one of the sports that has delivered massively is boxing. And for that reason alone, for flying the flag for Ireland, around the world, all of that, it's a very, very good sport to put your money into. I remember you mentioned Michael Carruth in your intro. I remember he told me his club got something like £20,000 at the time in the run-up to his Olympics. It was tiny, tiny money compared with what some of the bigger sports, more expensive sports would get. Now, you mentioned 19 out of 42 medals. It doesn't stop there. There were others. There were Patrick Dwyer, Edward Traynor, Jim Murphy, Mick McKeown. Under modern rules, if the two beaten semi-finalists had got medals, we'd have four more. That's not counting
hard-luck
stories like Mexico 68 with Mick Dowling and Fred Teeter and all that. But what boxing has done is delivered disproportionately for Ireland's image internationally, around the world, put people on the podium when hugely better-funded sports fail to do so. And for that reason alone, it should be getting
more. Hugh, you want to make just a final point or a quick point on this. Should it get more funding?
Well, yes, I think it should. But I think it's a little bit broader than that. Because as a martial arts instructor, there's a lot of other martial arts out there that are representative of the culture all across our country of people who want to improve themselves. And one of the main benefits of boxing is it really has a reputation for resilience and perseverance and struggle against poverty, because there is a class issue there. But all martial arts have that benefit for self-discipline, dedication and self-improvement. And we have to think about why we're funding sports in the first place. It's not just to look good internationally. And that might be a part of it as well, of course. We don't need to look good internationally for another 4 years, so no one really cares what's happening right now. But we're building better people,
So it should get more then?
People. Yeah, absolutely it should. But I think the unfairness here is the disparity. I mean, the GAA got something like 97 million out of this, soccer 40-something. And then you've got golf, rugby, tennis with the highest three in the grants this year. And boxing is way down the bottom, but there's lots of other sports down the bottom there, which smaller local clubs find absolutely vital for A, keeping people off the streets, but B, just giving people something to do to improve themselves, to help them develop self-discipline and dedication.
It's funny
they all need to be funded.
Say that, because listener Kate got in touch and she makes the point that she thinks the money should actually go into promoting other sports for young people. So maybe the likes of the GAA is so well promoted, soccer, other activities and sports as well. It's 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Is boxing, do you feel it's been overlooked in this country for like the level of champions and medals, if that's how we look to victory, that it brings home and produces for this country? Mick Dowling, Owen Curry, Liam Morley, Beerton, Hugh as well, thank you for joining us on the programme today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.